Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
It's just about time to start the weekend with some Midwest League baseball as we welcome you back inside Modern Woodman Park in downtown Davenport for game four of the six-game series between the Quad Cities River Bandits and High A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, the Peoria Chiefs. Hi, everybody. Kyle Kirchvo with you, as always, on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Whether you're watching us on Bally Live or MILB TV, or just listening at riverbandits.com, we're so glad you're here for Game 13 of the 2024 season, and as I mentioned, the fourth of six games between Quad Cities and Peoria this week. The Bandits are hoping that Game 13 is as lucky as their previous seven. Quad Cities, winners of seven consecutive games going back to last week in West Michigan. Their 9-3 record is the best in the Midwest League, and their nine total wins is tied for the most in all of High A to start the season. They're looking to get to double digits for the first time this year. Win number 10, hopefully coming up in just a couple of minutes. Well, for the Bandits, a win last night was another great pitching performance. That has been the key to the River Bandits' success to start the year, and it all started last night with Ben Kuderna, who has now thrown 11 consecutive scoreless innings for the River Bandits, his third start of the year, another gem. He goes five scoreless, gives up just three hits and one walk while striking out a season-high eight Peoria batters. The Bandits offensively didn't do a whole lot to help him out, but Peoria held off the board throughout the entire game. The Bandits picked up their third shutout win of the year, only getting the game's first run in the bottom of the seventh on a sac fly courtesy of Dustin Dickerson, who plated KLM Schaaf with the bases loaded and one out. A fly ball to center field was enough to be the difference in a tremendous pitcher's duel. The victory went to A.J. Block, who for the third straight time to open up the year threw two scoreless innings out of the pen with two strikeouts. And then it was Ben Sears getting his second save in as many opportunities this year, a six-out save for the former University of Houston product, one strikeout for him in the two scoreless innings. For Peoria, obviously, they only gave up one run to Quad Cities. They even out-hit the River Bandits 6-4, but the highlight for them yesterday was the start of Cooper Chirpy. The number six prospect in the St. Louis Cardinals organization went four scoreless innings. He only gave up three total base runners on two hits and one walk, and he struck out seven, but the offense behind him really struggled. The Chiefs went 0-6 with runners in scoring position. And Cade Winquist, who had come into the game after Chirpy, would allow the game's only run on the sac fly. But it was the only blemish on what was a good outing for him. He goes four frames, allowing the single run with five strikeouts. All things considered, a good night at the office for the Peoria Chiefs pitching staff, just not too much in the way of offense, and it was the Bandits who wound up with the victory in the pitcher's duel. So they'll enter today 9-3, again, first place in the Midwest League West Division. They have a game and a half on the Beloit Skycarp, who have played one less game than the River Bandits to open up the season. They're in second place. Wisconsin at 7-5, two games back of Quad Cities in third. Cedar Rapids at 6-5, two and a half games back in fourth. And then Peoria, who enters losers of four in a row, 5-7 overall, and four games behind the River Bandits for first place in the division. And then in the cellar at the moment, the South Bend Cubs, who are six games behind Quad Cities at 3-9. The Bandits will head to Four Winds Field next week for a series with the Chicago Cubs High A affiliate. We're going to take a quick break here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll continue today's pregame show with a look at the starting lineups and also a dive into the starting pitching matchup, which, just like yesterday, should be another good one with two of the best strike throwers in their respective organizations set to toe the rubber. Steven Zobak will get the ball for Quad Cities. It's his third start of the year. And for Peoria, the 21-year-old Hansel Rincon will also make his third start of the season. More coming up here on the River Bandits pregame show. We'll be right back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Time to continue today's pregame show with the starting lineups for Game 3 of this, or rather Game 4 of this six-game series. Quad Cities hosting the Peoria Chiefs this week here at beautiful Modern Woodman Park. Let's get you the lineup first for those Chiefs, as put together by manager Patrick Anderson. Leading off at shortstop, it's Dakota Harris. On yellow, Encarnacion will bat second and play third. And batting third, it's the catcher Leonardo Bernal. Zach Levinson will bat fourth in man center field. Osvaldo Tovalin bats fifth and plays first. And batting sixth, it's the center fielder Brody Moore. William Sullivan will once again be the DH, batting seventh. Darlene Moquette plays left field and hits eighth. And batting ninth, the right fielder Joshua Baez. Hansel Rincon will get the start for Peoria. He enters today giving up just two earned runs in his first 9 1/3 innings this year. Five strikeouts and six walks for him on the young campaign. We'll get you more details on him in just a moment. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, as put together by third-year skipper Brooks Conrad. Leading off in center field, it's Carson Rockefort. Carter Jensen will bat second and serve as the DH. And batting third, it's the third baseman Trevor Werner. Brett Squires is across the way at first base batting cleanup. Jared Dickey will move up to the five spot in the order and play right field. And batting sixth, it's the catcher Omar Hernandez. Jack Pineda back in the card playing shortstop and hitting seventh. Justin Johnson, his mate up the middle at second, batting eighth. And batting ninth, the left fielder Gene Ramirez. On the mound for Quad Cities, the 23-year-old right-hander out of Cal Berkeley, Steven Zobak, a fourth-round pick by the Royals in 2022, will make his third start of the summer, coming off of a very good outing against West Michigan last Saturday up in Grand Rapids. He pitched five innings of one-run ball with three strikeouts, didn't factor into the decision in the doubleheader, but again, pitched really well. Time to close down the pregame show. National Anthem up next. In less than 5 minutes away, we've got River Bandits Baseball live on the River Bandits Baseball Network. River Bandits Baseball is back on the air tonight at beautiful Modern Woodman Park for game four of a six-game series between the High-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals and the Peoria Chiefs, the High-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Once again, good Friday evening, everybody. Kyle Kirchwell joining you here in the John O'Donnell Press Box. A pleasure to have you starting your weekend with us here in Davenport. There's a look at Steven Zoback. The right-hander will get the ball for Quad Cities for his fourth start of the season. As I mentioned just a moment ago, Sobey's coming off of a great outing against West Michigan last week. Gave up just one run in a five-inning start with three hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. He has now pitched back-to-back one-run performances after debuting with the Bandits back on April 6th against the South Bend Cubs and throwing four innings of one-run ball. So he'll look to pick up right where he left off and continue what's been a tremendous streak of pitching for Quad Cities to open the year. The Bandits' team ERA is 2.34. That leads the Midwest League and ranks second in all of High A, and the staff's whip of 1.16 and their opponent batting average of 197. Both are top five in High A. Top third of the order for Peoria today, Dakota Harris on Yellow Encarnacion and Leonardo Bernal. That's two right-handed hitters in the switch-hitting catcher. Harris, the shortstop, set to step into the box. Zoback on the slab, ready to work. And we're just about to get started. Zoback pitching from the first base side of the rubber. First pitch on its way. It's a fastball hit high in the air to shallow left center field. Out goes the shortstop, Pineda. In comes Carson Rockefort. And the Bandit center fielder puts it away for a one-pitch out. First pitch time today, 6:32 Central. First pitch temperature, 54 degrees with mostly sunny skies, but a considerable amount of wind, which has so often been the case this week. Here's Encarnacion. First pitch from Zoback is taken low and inside for ball one. The wind's been kind of all over the place and tough to predict today. We've seen it blowing out to left and in from right field. 1-0. Called strike, lower inside corner, 1-1. Right now the Stars and Stripes are basically blowing straight behind the berm towards the Ferris wheel. That'll help out right-handed hitters. 1-1 slider, waved at and missed by Encarnacion. It's one ball and two strikes. On yellow, the third baseman, batting second for Patrick Anderson today after leading off and playing second yesterday. Zoback's got his sign from Hernandez, the 1-2. Another pop fly in shallow left center field. Out again goes Pineda, still drifting back. He reaches up, and the shortstop makes the catch. There are two gone. Couple of quick runs for Jack Pineda. This time he gets to make the squeeze. And there are two away with the bases empty. for Leonardo Bernal, the Cardinals' number 7 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Bernal hitting just 185 to start the year. The Bandits kept him in check yesterday, going 0 for 4. Right on left, first pitch. Fastball popped up into right field. Out goes the second baseman, Johnson. Jared Dickey's got the best look at it, and the right fielder makes the catch for a smooth 1-2-3 inning. Great start for Steven Zobak. He needs just a few pitches to put up a scoreless frame, and the Bandits come to the plate in the bottom of the first, ready to take their first hacks of the night against Hansel Rincon, the 21-year-old from Los Llanos, Dominican Republic. We'll be right back with the bottom of the first here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
It took Steven Zobak all of 6 pitches to post his first scoreless inning of the ball game tonight. Bandits bats ready to take some swings against Hansel Rincon. He'll get the start for the third time this season. Rincon, a big-time strike thrower who dominated in the Florida State League last year with single-A Palm Beach. He enters tonight with a 1-0 record and a 1.93 ERA in his first 2 starts as a member of the Peoria Chiefs. Carson Rockefeller, Carter Jensen, Trevor Werner. The first 3 men due up against him. Right-hander Rincon out of the full wind. First pitch to Rockefeller is popped over the left side, out of play. A foul ball for strike 1. Peoria's in the alternate red jerseys today with the white and blue piping and the Peoria P on the chest. 0-1. Fouled into the glove of Bernal for strike 2. Guess I should say there is a P and a C on the chest of these Chiefs. They've, of course, got the road gray pants and the red Cardinals socks. 0-2 to Rockefeller. Wave and a miss. A 3-pitch strikeout for Hansel Rincon. And the Royals' number 16 prospect is retired rather quickly. So 1 out. Base is empty for Carter Jensen. He is far and away the hottest hitter in the River Bandits lineup right now, currently riding an 8-game hit streak and a 12-game on-base streak. First pitch, inside, ball 1. Here's the defense for the Chiefs, left to right in the outfield, Moquete, Levinson, Baez. The 1-0 headed to the plate. Fouled into the screen, 1-1. Encarnacion's at third, Harris is at short, Moore at second, Tovalin at first, Leonardo Bernal doing the catching. 1-1 to Jensen. Chopper to the right side. It's gloved and shallow right by Moore. The second baseman spins and throws to first. He gets it there in time to retire Jensen. 4-3 on the ground out. Nice play by Moore, ranging well towards his left side. A nice high hop makes it a bit easier for him. As quickly, Trevor Werner. We'll see his first action of the night, the Bandits' third baseman and the Royals' number 19 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Rincon hoists the ball over his head. First pitch, slider a bit inside, 1-0. Just a 3-pitch mix for the 21-year-old righty. Fastball, slider, changeup. The 1-0 pitch, that's inside, 2-0. Trevor Werner, batting 182 in his first season in high A. He's got a couple of doubles, 4 ribbies, and 5 walks. 2-0. Popped over the screen, out of play, 2-1. He leads the Bandits in strikeouts with 23 in 12 games. But once his power comes around, He'll start making up for some of those strikeouts. Here's the 2-1. Low and outside, 3 balls, 1 strike. Warner's been in the 3 spot quite often for Brooks Conrad to start the year. He's only hit in one other spot, and that was cleanup once. 3-1. Called strike on the outer edge. Fastball at 91, and the count goes full. Scoreless game in the bottom of the first. Steven Zoback retired the Chiefs in order with just 6 pitches in the top half of the frame. 3-2. That one is outside, and Werner works the 2-out walk. So Rincon gets 1 pitch away from a clean inning himself, but the 2-out free pass will bring up Brett Squires, the first baseman. 13th game of the year for Squires. He bats 250 with a 738 OPS. A double, a homer, 4 driven in, and a team-high 9 walks. Into the stretch goes Rincon, pitching from the third base side of the rubber. First pitch, low and inside with a breaking ball. It's 1-0. Rincon, 6'3", 184 pounds. As I mentioned, a native of Los Llanos in the Dominican Republic. Signed out of there by St. Louis back in 2019 as Squires hits a towering fly ball deep to left. Moquete's on the track. He looks up, and it sails out of here. Brett Squires puts one into the jet stream for his second home run of the year, and the Bandits take a 2-0 lead. We mentioned that wind blowing out, and Squires knew just what to do. He got a fastball center cut at 90 miles an hour, sent it up into the sky, and let Mother Nature do the rest. So the 2-out walk comes back to bite Rincon. Quad Cities takes the early lead here in the first as Jared Dickey now is at the plate. He'll swing at the first pitch, also sending it in the air, but playable in center for Levinson. And he makes the catch moving to his right to end the frame. Brett Squires with a 2-run homer, his first long ball here at Modern Woodman Park. And it's Quad Cities up 2-0 after 1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. With a little boost from Mother Nature, Brett Squires has his second career high A homer, and the Bandits have a 2-0 lead as we open the second inning. Steven Zoback with a nice early cushion after using just 6 pitches to retire the top third of the Chiefs' order. Now he'll get the middle third, beginning with Zach Levinson. First pitch, a breaking ball, in for a called strike. Rafael Pineda is the home plate umpire for tonight's ball game, with Glenn Meyerhofer patrolling the base paths. A 1. Swing and a miss. Levinson fell down to 1 knee. No balls, 2 strikes. Tatum Littleton, the partner of Pineda, who has spent the first half of the week here in Quad Cities, was reassigned. So Meyerhofer, a replacement for at least the next couple of games. Zoback, 0-2 pitch. popped into the air on the first base side near Glenn Meyerhoffer. First baseman Brett Squires charging in, adjusting with the wind, will make a basket catch in front of the first base coach's box. And that is the first out here in the second inning. And yet some more soft contact worked by Zoback. All four of his outs have been shallow fly balls or pop-ups. And now here's Osvaldo Toveline, the left-handed hitting first baseman, one of just two lefties in the order for Patrick Anderson today. First pitch fastball, just a bit outside, 1-0. Ramirez in left field for Quad Cities tonight. Rockefeller in center, Dickey in right field. Pineda's at short, Johnson's at second. Here comes the 1-0 to Toveline. Smacked well to right field, but well foul. This one's going to push onto the berm to the right of the right field foul pole. Home run distance, but not straight enough for Toveline. Squires at first base, Werner at third for the Bandits. Omar Hernandez has the catching duties tonight. 1-1. Foul ball off the hands, literally towards the third base dugout. Toveline tried to check his swing, wound up making contact, and he falls behind 1-2. Even though it looks really nice out there, again, the first pitch temperature in the mid-50s, but the wind is cooling it down considerably. It feels like upper 40s at best. Another two-strike pitch. This time, Zoback gets the strikeout. Toveline swings over a pitch below the knees, and that's the second out in the second inning. That's the eighth K of the season for Steven Zoback, who hasn't exactly lit up the strikeout column thus far, but he's mixed it in there well. Here's Brody Moore, bases empty. First pitch, a slider drops in there for strike one. That's the most horizontal pitch that Zoback has in his arsenal. He also has a mid-90s fastball and a split-finger changeup. 0-1 driven to deep center field. On the move, Rockefeller towards the 400 sign. He reaches up and makes the catch just in front of the warning track. And the long fly ball ends the inning. Two scoreless frames from Steven Zoback. He's looked sharp to start the ballgame. Quad Cities up 2-0 going to the bottom of the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Quad Cities is out to a 2-0 lead as we open the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Omar Hernandez, Jack Pineda, and Justin Johnson due up against Hansel Rincon, who got two quick outs against the Bandits in the bottom of the first, but then walked Trevor Werner and gave up a two-run homer to Brett Squires. Hernandez's first pitch swinging. He sends one in the air as well. In shallow left center, Levinson sprints in and makes the catch. That's the third or fourth catch already tonight, where the Bermuda Triangle has been in play, but both teams 4-for-4. So one out, nobody on for Jack Pineda, the former Baylor Bear, back in the lineup after getting a breather in game three of the series yesterday. Left-handed batter to face the righty Hansel Rincon. First pitch, a bit inside with the slider, 1-0. Pineda's reached base in eight straight games for Quad Cities. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball. 1-1. Pineda's hitting 240 with a double, a triple, a homer, four driven in. The pitch. Fastball popped over the left side, out of play. 1-2. Pineda, 24 years old, a 12th round pick back in 2022. He made his professional debut with Quad Cities last year. 1-2 pitch from Rincon. Breaking ball, skied to left field. Moquette back, he'll have room, and he makes the catch for the second out. Well, both teams' offenses really putting the ball in the air, but only the homer for Squires. Anything of note to this point? And now here's JJ. Bandit second baseman tonight. Slightly open stance in the right-handed box. First pitch. Grounded to short. Harris has it go between his legs. Johnson reaches safely at first base. Harris picks it up off the grass. And that's going to be an E6 and one of the easiest ones you'll ever score. So just when it looked like Rincon was going to have a smooth, easy 1-2-3 inning, Bandits will once again get an extra opportunity. This time it's due to the Chiefs' ninth error of the season and Harris's second. Rincon back into the stretch. He peeks over at first. First toss to Gene Ramirez is skied to shallow center. Again, a long run for Levinson, but he'll get there and make the catch to end the inning. Nothing comes of the two-out error. No runs, no hits, one error. One man left on. We go to the top of three. It's 2-0 Quad Cities.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Ready to start the top of the third here at Modern Woodman Park. The River Bandits with a 2-0 lead early on as they search for their eighth consecutive win and their Midwest League best 10th. William Sullivan leads it off for the Chiefs here in the frame. First pitch just outside, ball one. Sullivan, Moquette, Baez due up with the right-hander Steven Zoback doing the pitching for Quad Cities. He's retired each of the first six batters he's faced. 1-0, launched high in the air, deep right field. Dickey on the move back at the fence. He leaps up and makes the catch. Jared Dickey takes away, at the very least, extra bases from William Sullivan. That's one of the best catches of the year for the River Bandits. Dickey timed it up perfectly. And just to the left of the short porch, he hauls it in for the out. So that's seven in a row retired for Steven Zoback. Once again, Quad City's defense helping out its arms. Darlene Moquette now takes the slider for a called strike. I think on any normal day, that ball is well out of here. But with the wind pushing the ball towards left center field, 0-1. Fly ball, shallow center. Second baseman Johnson onto the grass. He'll make the catch. And there are quickly two gone. With the ball being pushed into another part of the outfield that gave Dickey some more time to A, get over there, and B, be in a spot where he could get to it. Normally, I think if the wind is not quite as extreme, that lands on the Primetime Apparel patio. Two outs, base is clear for Joshua Baez, who fouls one into the glove of Hernandez for strike one. Baez with a modest five-game on-base streak in the nine spot. 0-1 pitch. Low and outside, 1-1. Now both starters needing very few pitches to get through the first couple of innings today. Zobak's completed 2 2/3, and he's only thrown 21 balls. The pitch. Another pop-up. Shallow right center. Out goes Johnson. He's there, and he's got it. 9 in a row retired for Steven Zobak. He's been perfect through 3 innings. On our way to the 4th. Make that the bottom of the 3rd at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities up 2-0. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Pitches into the ball game, and we're already entering the bottom of the 3rd. Quad Cities with an early 2-0 advantage on a 2-run homer from Brett Squires in the bottom of the 1st. Lineup card will turn over for the first time tonight. Hansel Rincon faces Carson Rockefort, the leadoff man, and starts him with a called strike one. Rincon, a Florida State League All-Star last year. 0-1 pitch is rocketed foul right off the Champs Club facade in left field, and that may have taken a chunk of a sign with it as the ball and what looks like another piece of plastic falls into the seats. 0-2. Foul ball held onto by Bernal. It's a strike three and the second K of the game for both Rincon and Rockefort. So one quickly gone for Carter Jensen, the Bandits DH. With single A Palm Beach last year, Rincon was one of the best pitchers in not only the Cardinals system, but in single A, period. First toss to Jensen. Called strike on the outer edge. Rincon led the league in innings pitched, opponent batting average, and whip. 0-1. Called strike, lower inside corner, nothing in two. Rincon totaled 132 and 2/3 innings in 24 appearances with an opponent batting average of just 219 and a sub-1 whip. 0-2. Popped over the screen. Jensen stays alive. Over those 24 appearances, he also had 10 quality starts in a walk rate of just 3.8%. The 0-2. Line drive, left center field, slicing away from Levinson. This one's down, one hopping the ORA sign. Into second base goes Genzo. It's a one-out double. Carter Jensen stays red hot. That's his 6th extra base hit of the year. And he now has knocks in 9 consecutive games and has reached in all 13 contests for the River Bandits. Doesn't seem to matter who's on the mound, what they're throwing or where the Bandits are playing. Jensen seems to have an answer for just about everything here early on. So a man in scoring position for Trevor Werner. One out, Bandits up 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Rendon into the stretch, first pitch fastball is low and outside for ball one. Because of Werner drawing a two-out walk in the first inning, Brett Squires had a chance to come to the plate and eventually hit that two-run homer. See if Werner can drive in a man himself. 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Werner, a former two-way guy over at Texas A&M. Drafted by the Royals as a two-way player in the seventh round of last year's draft, but since going pro, he's been exclusively a batter. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider. A ball and two strikes. Werner, the number 19 prospect in the Royals organization, according to MLB Pipeline. For Columbia last year, he posted an OPS over 1,100 over 31 games. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That looked like the changeup. Got Werner chasing low and outside for strike three. Third K of the ball game for Rincon. And the second out in the bottom of the third. So another two-out RBI spot for Brett Squires. Now two homers and six driven in this year. The RBI total not huge for him, despite his production being quite solid in the cleanup spot. First pitch breaking ball falls into the top of the zone for strike one. Brett Squires, another guy who put up really good numbers for the Fireflies last year. A 263 average and an 810 OPS. Rendon peeks back towards Jensen. The 0-1. Tattooed to right field, but it hooks foul. That's behind the party plaza and bouncing up against the walls. It's nothing in two. 15 homers in 122 games for Columbia last season. Not too many guys that you'll find that can pick up 15 homers and steal 32 bases. 0-2 popped up left side over the Bandits dugout and out of play. Squires already with five stolen bases here in Quad Cities, but he's been caught three times, which is tied with Carson Rockefort for the most on the Bandits this year. Rockefort was nabbed stealing second twice yesterday. Two outs, another 0-2 pitch coming. Squires waits, Rincon fires, and it's grounded foul down the first baseline. Looks like Dustin Dickerson has got the first base coaching duties for the Bandits tonight with assistant hitting coach Chris Corbett still away from the team. 2-0 Bandits in the bottom of the third inning. Quad Cities already has guaranteed themselves a split of the six-game series, winning the doubleheader on Wednesday, sweeping the doubleheader, I should say, and winning last night. But it's Rendon winning this battle. He gets a swing and a miss from Squires on a great back foot slider. That's three strikeouts in the inning for Rincon, four in the game, and a double from Carter Jensen, left stranded at second base. First third of the ball game in the books. We go to the fourth, 2-0 QC on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Yeah.
Hansel Rincon works around a two-out base runner in the bottom of the third inning and keeps Quad City's advantage at 2-0. Start of the fourth inning coming your way. Kyle Kirchville with you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Top third of the order, two up for the Peoria Chiefs, beginning with the shortstop Dakota Harris. First pitch from Steven Zoback is a slider chased down and away for strike one. Zoback, 6'2", 200 pounds, a native of San Jose, California. His 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss, a great split finger changeup. It's nothing and two. Zoback got Harris to fly out to left field on his first pitch of the ballgame. Now he's got him in an 0-2 hole. The right-hander fires. Bouncing in the dirt, it's ball one. Harris is bounced around the order for Patrick Anderson this week. Moving around between first and second on the card, batting 265 to start the year. 1-2. Grounded to short. Pineda's got it on a few hops. Throw to first is dug out by Squires. There's one away. There's the impact of that split finger. It generates a lot of ground balls and makes up for what is, for Zoback so far this season, a lower strikeout rate. That downward action gets guys to just pound the baseball into the grass. One out, base is clear for Anyelo Encarnacion. He'll take high for ball one. Encarnacion, a pop-up to short in his first trip to the plate. Zoback delivers. Fastball in there, a called strike one. Steven put up some fantastic numbers with single-A Columbia last year, earning himself a mid-season promotion to Quad Cities. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another great splitter. 1-2. With the Fireflies last year, Zoback took home Player of the Month honors in the Carolina League for April. And that was just a sign of things to come. In 14 outings, he posted a 2.09 ERA with about 10.5 strikeouts per nine innings. 1-2. Fouled off of Hernandez. Back to the screen. Count holds. When he got to Quad Cities, Zoback posted a 5.31 ERA in eight starts. But showed some really good promise. He's picked up right where he left off here in 2024. Another 1-2. That gets him looking. Strike three at the bottom of the zone, and I think it was that splitter again. Zoback has guys fooled with that pitch. Second strikeout for the Bandits right-hander, and there are two away. That pitch working tonight, and he needs it on an evening where the wind is blowing straight out to left field. Here's the first pitch to Bernal. It's low and inside for ball one. Leonardo switching in catcher, the number seven prospect in the Cardinals system. 1-0. Called strike, fastball in the lower outside corner. Bernal from Panama City, Panama. Born on February 13th, 2004. 1-1 is low and inside, two balls and one strike. Guys just keep getting younger and younger in this league. Bernal just 66 days after turning 20. The pitch. Fouled over the screen, out of play. The Bandits have some youngins themselves on the team. Carter Jensen, Frank Mazzucato, both just 20 years old. Of course, Jensen has been with Quad Cities since the start of last year. Two outs, base is empty. 2-2. Ground ball back up the middle, but the shortstop Pineda is positioned perfectly. He gathers it up and fires on to first for another perfect inning. Steven Zoback, four clean frames here at Modern Woodman Park. He's been on cruise control early. 2-0 Quad Cities, bottom of the fourth next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
It's been a 12-up, 12-down start for the Bandits right-hander Steven Zoback. Once again, the Peoria Chiefs having some issues getting the offense started. They've now been held out of the run column for their last 13 innings at the plate. And it's the Bandits with a 2-0 lead as we start the bottom of the fourth tonight. Jared Dickey, who made a great leaping catch at the wall a couple of innings ago, will lead off the things offensively for Quad Cities. First pitch, low and inside, ball one. Hansel Rincon still doing the pitching for these Peoria Chiefs. Really has only made one mistake tonight, and it was hardly that. Here's the 1-0. Ripped towards right field. It one-hops Baez for a leadoff single. Very nice swing from Jared Dickey. He follows up his terrific catch with a terrific swing. And that is the first leadoff base runner to reach for either team today. Rincon gives up a two-run homer to Brett Squires back in the bottom of the first on a ball that looked like it was going to be a routine catch, but the wind held pushed it onto the berm. Here's Omar Hernandez bunting at the first pitch. It rolls down the first base line and goes foul. Hernandez didn't even drop the bat. He knew it was going to be dead. This is the sixth game of the season for Hernandez. He's been serving as the backup for Carter Jensen, who gets a breather from the field as the DH tonight. Dickey over at first, held on by Tovalin. Third baseman Encarnacion now plays in as this ball is fouled right in front of me in the press box, down onto the concourse, and it's 0-2. Hernandez with a good season for Columbia last year, but through his first five games as a Bandit, just 2-for-17. A very straight-up stance in the right-handed box. Rincon's 0-2 is popped up towards second base. Moore maneuvers underneath it, and he'll make the catch for the first out. So after just one bunt attempt, Brooks Conrad takes off the sacrifice sign. Lets Hernandez swing away, and he winds up the first out for Rincon. And now the shortstop, Jack Pineda, will at the very least try to move Dickey into scoring position, if not bring him home. Dickey, a good base stealer. He's 4-0 to start the year. The pitch. Ground ball pulled to the right side. Diving stop Moore to his knees. The throw to first is in plenty of time. That was a tough play made to look very easy by Brody Moore. He gets Pineda for the second out, but Dickey advances to second, and there are two away. Well, that one squeaks through. Not only is it a hit for Pineda, but Dickey most certainly moves up to third. So Moore kills two birds with one stone, and now here's Justin Johnson, the second baseman. Runner at second, two outs. Rincon delivers. First pitch, up and in, ball one. Just like Zoback, Rincon's been uber efficient. 3 2/3 innings completed, 44 pitches. 35 of those have been for a strike. Here's the 1-0. Fastball a bit high, 2-0. Last night we were treated to a great pitching matchup between Ben Kuderna and Cooper Jerpy, the two starters who are both ranked within their organization's top 10 in terms of prospect status. 2-0, cut on and missed by Johnson. A big hack. It's 2-1. We expected a pitcher's duel, and that's what we got yesterday. Looking at Zoback and Rincon, you have two strike throwers that work super efficiently. And that's exactly what we've gotten. A quick, almost first half of the ball game. Both pitchers effective. 2-1. Popped up first base side. Bernal, the catcher, tries to get underneath it. He reaches out and can't make the catch. It drops in the grass. That is already a tough play when the wind is not a factor. But with it pushing the ball back towards the infield, the angle becomes increasingly tough for the young catcher, and he can't make the squeeze. So Justin Johnson will take the mulligan, try to take advantage with a runner at second and 2 outs. Rincones, 2-2. Fouled off Bernal, back to the screen. Johnson reached on an error back in the second inning. Was left stranded at first base when the frame closed. Through 7 games as a Bandit this year, he's hitting .250 with a .760 OPS. Just 1 RBI thus far. Here comes another 2-2. Low and outside and off the glove of Bernal. Back to the screen. Up to third base without a throw goes Jared Dickey. I think that one's going to be a pass ball. I think Bernal just had it go right off the toe of his glove. Now, Leonardo had one of those in the game yesterday. One where he just straight up didn't catch it, and now he's going to head out to the hill. Perhaps some confusion on the signs. So it's a 3-2 count for Johnson, who has battled well. He's about to see the 7th pitch of his plate appearance once action resumes. Dickey singled to lead off the inning. A ripped line drive into right field. He got up to second on the Jack Pineda ground out. And taking a look at the replay, that looks like a pass ball to me. Bernal didn't give it a great effort. And it definitely got a piece of the glove without hitting the dirt. So here's the 3-2. Johnson sends it high in the air, shallow right center. Levinson underneath it. He makes a two-handed catch, and the inning is over. Dickey stranded at third base. We're through 4 at Modern Woodman Park. It's Quad City still with a 2-0 lead.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Ready to begin the top of the 5th inning at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities with its 2-0 lead still intact. An advantage they took all the way back in the 1st inning. Steven Zoback has been fantastic through his first 4 innings tonight. Yet to allow a base runner. He's got 2 strikeouts. First pitch to Zach Levinson to open up the 5th. He is inside for ball 1. After further confirmation, it's going to be a wild pitch on Rincon. From in the last inning as Levinson levitates one to left field, high in the air. And Gene Ramirez able to get underneath and make the catch for the first out. Thought initially that the pitch by Rincon just went off the glove of Bernal, allowing Dickey to move up to third base. But the official score has ruled it a wild pitch.
on Rincon. It'll be his first of the year, not a pass ball on Bernal. So here's Osvaldo Tobalin. He'll take a strike on the lower inside corner. He's the five-hole hitter for Patrick Anderson today, where we saw him last night, but he's in the field patrolling first base. A one. Slow roller down the first baseline. This one's going to roll into the grass for a foul ball. Nothing in two. The River Bandits right now on pace for another potential shutout situation. Obviously, it's just the fifth inning, but Quad Cities has already picked up three shutout wins through their first 12 games this season. It's the first time since at least 2005 that that's happened. Quad Cities has picked up two shutout wins within their first 12 games in previous seasons, but never three as far back as the data allows us to look. You could say a historic start to the year for the River Bandits pitching staff. Tobalin back in the box. 0-2 to him is chopped over Patrick Anderson's head, or that's not PA's head, that's Payne Nevlin's head in the first base dugout. No balls, two strikes still on Tobalin, who Zoback struck out swinging his first time up. He'll try again 0-2. This time he gets the whiff. It's strike three on the splitter. That pitch has been working all ball game for Steven Zoback. He's gotten a few ground balls with it, and now he gets the strikeout, his third of the game. So two away and the base is clear for Brody Moore. Right on right, here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss, that time the slider. It's 0-1. 14 in a row retired for Steven Zoback. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, 1-1. Steven has gotten up to 79 and 69 pitches in his first two outings of the year, respectively. He's only a 44 today. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Another slider moves down and away from Moore, and it's a ball and two strikes. Zoback a chance to get through five innings throwing less than 50 pitches. Looking for 15 in a row retired. 1-2. Check swing. Did he go? He didn't. It's a ball. Number two on Moore as he holds up on a slider down and away. That was a close one, but Glenn Meyerhofer had the best view of it down the first baseline. And he says, try again. Deep breath from Zoback. 2-2. Called! Strike three with the breaking ball. 15 in a row retired for Steven Zoback. And the former Cal Bear is looking golden tonight. Number 18 makes his way into the third base dugout, and Quad Cities will come back to the plate, still in charge, 2-0. We'll be right back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Just when you think the River Bandits can't get a better pitching performance, somebody comes along and does just that. Tonight, Steven Zoback has been perfect through five innings of action, and he is a big reason why the Bandits lead 2-0 through the first half of the ball game. Bottom of the fifth, set to commence with Gene Ramirez leading it off. Hansel Rincon, the starter for the Chiefs, still pitching as he misses inside to Ramirez for ball one. Gene out there playing games per usual. Loves to show bunt early, then pull back and get ready to swing. Always trying to keep the pitcher on guard. 1-0. Fastball high. Appeal on the check. He did not go. 2-0. Ramirez only hitting 167 through five games this year, but he's reached in four straight entering tonight. 2-0. Just outside. Looked like the changeup. Three balls, no strikes. Ramirez's only trip on the base paths yesterday was a walk. He was 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Otherwise, 3-0. That's high and away, ball four. Another free pass to Gene, his fourth in sixth games this year. And he'll extend the on-base streak to five games with the leadoff walk. That is the first free pass given out today, or excuse me, the second for Rincon since the first inning. He has been really, really sharp. So man on for the top of the order, Carson Rockefort. A couple of strikeouts for him to start the ball game. First pitch inside, ball one. Rock through 11 games hitting .213. A .607 OPS. He's got his first high A homer plus seven RBIs, the second highest mark on the team. 1-0 from Rincon. A bit inside. Bernal tried to frame it, but to no avail. And it's now 2-0. All of a sudden, Rincon starting to lose his command a bit as he closes in on 60 pitches. He's only thrown 17 balls in this game. Gene looking to run. He holds back. And Rockefort sprays the 2-0 pitch foul into the bleachers on the left side. Rockefort, another young member of this team. He turned 22 years old back in late March. A competitive balance round B selection by the Royals last year out of Louisiana Lafayette. A throw to first base. Back with a dive goes Ramirez. And Cohn was tired of watching Gene bounce back and forth and messing around with them. The wind still blowing strongly out to left field. Anything in the air that direction has a chance. Rockefort swings away 2-1. He chops it to first. Tovalin Gather steps on the bag for one. The throw to second is off Ramirez and into center field. Gene slides into third base, feet first. No throw from center. And that's one way to move the runner up. Rockefort out at first base. Three unassisted. But Tovalin threw it right in the back of the base runner. Oh, right off Ramirez into center field. And check out the reaction time from Gene. He knew immediately what he needed to do. He popped to his feet and didn't hesitate going to third base. So a potential third run for Quad Cities, standing at third with one away. Here's Jensen. First pitch, high for ball one. That's going to be the second error of the ball game on the Peoria Chiefs. And the first on the season for Tovalin. And before Rincon throws his second pitch to Jensen, time is called. The pitching coach, Edwin Moreno, going out to the hill. Quad City's off to a terrific start on this Friday night in downtown Davenport. Smart Toyota fireworks coming up post-game today. Not too many fireworks within the last couple of games for Quad Cities. They won 1-0 last night, and they're up 2-0 halfway through the ball game today, but the pitching staff has been phenomenal. Ben Kuderna and Steven Zoback have now combined for 10 straight scoreless innings over the last two games of action. And of course, the bullpen has been terrific as well. Ready to resume action. Chiefs have the infield in. The 1-0 to Jensen's fouled into the screen. One ball, one strike. This is exactly the guy you want to have up right now. Jensen leads the River Bandits with 10 RBIs this season. He extended his hit streak and his on-base streak with a double back in the third inning. Rincon's 1-1. Grounded to the right side, knocked down by Tovalin. He steps on the bag for one. The throw home, not in time. Ramirez scampers in. So Tovalin prioritizes the out at first base.
And that allows Ramirez some time to scooch in from third. Gene was going the whole way. The momentum of Tovalin was taking him towards the bag, so it seemed almost obvious that he needed to go there first, but an extra bit of time allows the Bandits to take a 3-0 lead. So chalk up the RBI to Carter Jensen as Trevor Werner strides in and takes a fastball high and inside for ball one. Jensen now with 11 RBIs to lead the Bandits. Nobody else in double figures. Werner, 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout as he takes another one out of the zone. It's 2-0. Werner's walk came back in the first inning with two outs that allowed Brett Squires a chance to swing and give the Bandits the lead with the homer as Werner comes up empty on a 2-0 swing. Rendon comes in again. Fly ball over the right side, out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Now Rendon now with 65 pitches in the ballgame. 45 have been for strikes. Steven Zoback, uber efficient. 5 scoreless innings on just 47 pitches. 2-2, another foul ball. This one straight back into the screen. Now despite the strikeouts, Werner has done a pretty good job battling in two-strike scenarios this year, trying to avoid going down via the K for the second time tonight. Rendon delivers. He gets it. Swing and a miss on the slider. And that will do it for the Bandits in the bottom of the fifth. Quad Cities, though, gets another run. An RBI on a ground out for Carter Jensen. Makes it 3-0, good guys. We go to the sixth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Zoback is trying to become the third River Bandits pitcher this season to complete 6 innings. And in terms of pitch count, he's got plenty of throws to work with. He hasn't even broke the half-century mark, and he's through 5 perfect. William Sullivan leads it off for the Chiefs and fouls the first pitch off the glove of Hernandez for strike one. You want to talk about efficient, you're not going to find a performance much better than Zoback's tonight. 48 pitches, 37 strikes. Here's the 0-1. Called strike, lower outside corner with the splitter, and it's 0-2. Zoback with 4 strikeouts in the game, including 2 in a row to end the Chiefs' half of the fifth. Sullivan will ask for time. William put a really good swing on a ball back in the third inning, but flew out to right on a tremendous leaping catch at the wall from Jared Dickey. Here comes the 0-2 to Sullivan. Popped over the left side. This one near the Bandits bullpen. And it will get out of play, ricocheting off the netting. 11th game of the year for Sullivan. Entered the ballgame tonight, batting an even 200. Zoback will try again, 0-2. Got him, swinging on the slider.
Another beautiful slide piece from Steven Zoback. He has retired 16 straight Peoria Chiefs batters. He's got three straight strikeouts, and he just seems to be getting stronger as this game goes along. Now right on right against Darlene Moquette, who will try to solve the puzzle. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. The first pitch strike frequency just off the charts for Quad Cities over the past two nights. Here's the 0-1. Low and away with the splitter. Zoback has not thrown a lot of fastballs second time through the order. He's leaned heavily on the slider and the split finger and gotten both to pretty much do whatever he wants. 1-1 on its way. Fouled into the screen. A 50% cut from Moquette fouls it off, and it's 1-2. Peoria's got some activity in its bullpen. A right-hander is starting to get loose. Looks like Roy Garcia. The 1-2. Slider jammed out of play over the right side. Moquette almost wore that one off the fingernails, but he stays alive. Zoback gunning for 17 straight outs. He comes in again. Yes, sir! Swing and a miss on the slider once more. Steven Zoback with four straight strikeouts. Nobody can slow him down. Somebody forgot to turn the game off rookie difficulty. Zoback just toying with guys out there. Here's Baez. He'll take outside 1-0. 23-year-old from San Jose, California, putting together one of his best starts in his young career. 1-0. Line drive, right field. That's going to drop for a knock. That slider was left up, and Baez did not miss it. That's one of the few bad pitches today from Zoback. And the string comes to a close at 17 in a row retired. But nonetheless, what a tremendous performance from Steven, who's still not done yet. He's got a chance to finish off six scoreless innings. And an opportunity to match Ben Kuderna for what is statistically, or what would be statistically, the best start of the year for the Bandits. Dakota Harris at the plate. Chiefs leadoff man grounds one to third. Werner gobbles it up and goes the short way to second to end the inning. Steven Zoback fired up after tossing six straight scoreless innings. He becomes the third River Bandits pitcher to do that this year, and the Bandits go to their half of the frame with a 3-0 lead. He did it with the strikeout, and he did it with a lot of those, a ground ball and some help from his friends. We'll be right back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. After six scoreless innings from Steven Zoback, the Bandits are back to the plate in the bottom half of the sixth with Brett Squires leading it off. First pitch from Hansel Rincon is inside for ball one. Lost in what's been an almost perfect performance from Zoback tonight, has been a really solid start for Rincon. His pitch fouled into the screen, 1-1. Rincon's given up two earned runs in five innings with five strikeouts. He had an error impact him in the last inning. And his mistakes today have been few and far between. 1-1 pitch fouled into the glove of Bernal for strike two. The biggest mistake Rincon made was to this guy, Squires. Brett smacked a two-run homer back in the first. 1-2. Ripped to right field. Baez won't get there, and it scooches past him towards the wall. Squires burning around first. He's into second base with a leadoff double. A four-bagger and now a two-bagger for Brett Squires. Boy, did he pepper that ball to right. 109 off the bat. He turns on the off-speed, ripping it in front of Baez, who couldn't stay in front of it. And that will put a man in scoring position for Jared Dickey. Second double of the year for Squires as Jared takes high. Dickey 1-for-2 with a ringing knock to right field himself back in the fourth inning. His a single. Big lead for Squires. Harris keeping tabs on him. 1-0. High off the glove of Bernal. It squirts away, but Squires stays put at second base. That last frame, likely the last one for Steven Zoback tonight. Steven needed just 59 pitches to complete six scoreless frames. 2-0. Foul ball held on to by Bernal. Doesn't matter. It's a swinging strike. 2-1. I think in most situations where you're really not thinking about development and if your only goal is just to win the game, Zoback probably stays in. Here's the 2-1. Fouled off the press box on the left side, down into the seating bowl. When you throw less pitches than 10 a frame, you're going to keep going. Zoback definitely with the juice to go 60, 70, maybe even 80 pitches, but Brooks Conrad has to get some more arms out there. 2-2. Fly ball, left center, slicing away from Levinson. Into the alley, he'll make the catch. Squires tags from second and will get in with a feet first slide. The throw was cut off. Really good swing from Jared Dickey. Slices one to left center field, but it hangs up long enough. And you know Dickey's going to get a high five from Ryan Powers, the Bandits hitting coach. Really good swing on a mid-90s, rather low 90s fastball. And that could be the final pitch of the game for Rincon. Looks like Patrick Anderson's making his way out to the hill. The Chiefs have had a right-hander tossing for a decent chunk of time now. No point, though, has officially been made down to the pen. In terms of pitch count for Rincon, he's at 77. And after throwing a season-high 77 pitches, Rincon will hit the showers. A very solid night for him, but once again, the Chiefs' offense just not providing any run support for a good start. Quad Cities will now work against Roy Garcia. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Bandits with a runner at third and one out in the bottom of the sixth, leading 3-0.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Quad Cities has another good RBI spot, a runner at third with one out, and the Chiefs right-hander Roy Garcia into the ball game. Infield in with Omar Hernandez at the plate. First pitch, low and outside for ball one. Garcia, a native of Nagua in the Dominican Republic, towing the rubber for now the third time this season. He's off to a great start with four scoreless innings under his belt, plus five strikeouts. Hernandez looking to snap an 0-for-2. As the pitch is in the dirt, it gets away from Bernal. In comes Squires, and he scores without a throw. Squires got a perfect read on that ball in the dirt, and he makes it 4-0 QC. That's one of those plays that isn't going in the box score, but that was a terrific read by a good base runner. And there was no chance anybody was going to get Squires. So now the defense backs up. The 2-0 pitch to Omar is grounded softly to the left side, foul. It's 2-1. So we'll see how that one gets ruled. My guess, it's going to be a wild pitch. And sure enough, it is the second of the ball game for the Peoria pitching staff. 2-1 on its way. Ripped to the left side. It's a base hit. Third of the year for Omar Hernandez. And it's some more hard contact for a Bandits batter. That one 107 off the barrel. And the QC bats starting to come alive a little bit here in the sixth inning. Omar, a good base running catcher. Over at first, held by Toveline, as Garcia works from the stretch against Jack Pineda. First pitch, low and inside, ball one. By the way, with Squires scoring, you can officially close the book on the Chiefs starter, Hansel Rincon. Goes 5 1/3, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned. Here's the 1-0. Fly ball, straightaway center. On the move, Levinson back towards the wall. Sprinting, he makes the catch on the track. And Hernandez will retreat back to first base. Great swing from Pineda. Better catch by Zach Levinson. Another great swing from a River Bandits batter. This time Pineda is robbed. An unfortunate 0-for-3 start for him. And of course, Ryan Powers there right at the steps, ready to high-five his hitters who have hit the ball very hard today. So man at first, 2 outs for Justin Johnson. Runner goes, pitches outside, and Bernal can't get the ball out of his glove. It's a stolen bag for Hernandez, his 3rd in 3 tries this year. And there is some of that speed we've been talking about with him. It's not exactly blazing speed, but his reads are really good. And he provides a really unique asset and a unique skill that most backup catchers just don't have. 1-0 to Johnson. Low and outside with the slider. JJ is yet to reach tonight. He did reach via air back in the second, but he's 0-for-2. Flew out to center his last time up in inning number 4. 4-0 Quad Cities in the bottom of the sixth. 2 outs, runner at second, the pitch. Low and inside, 3-0. Garcia, last pitched in the Chiefs' doubleheader against Peoria last week. Exactly a week ago, he threw 2 scoreless innings against the Sky Carp and picked up his first win out of the bullpen. The pitch, called strike, outer edge, 3-1. Garcia spent time with 3 different levels in the Cardinals system last year, and he spent legitimate time at all 3. Very rare you'll see that. A look to second. Now the 3-1 to Johnson. Turned on, but sent into the bleachers. Foul on the left side. It's a full count. In terms of innings, Garcia pitched the most with high A Peoria. A 188 ERA in 24 frames, but he started the year in single-A Palm Beach, where he posted a 204 ERA. His success pushed him all the way up to double-A Springfield. Here comes the payoff. A pick to second first. Close play, but Hernandez is back just ahead of the throw, and Moore dropped the baseball anyways. He dominated single A, he dominated high A, but then over in the Texas League, Garcia posting an 8.46 ERA in 18 relief appearances. So he's back here with Peoria. 3-2. Inside, that hits Johnson. He is plunked on the arm and hit by a pitch for the second straight ball game. Johnson, the first man to get hit twice by a pitch this season. That's not exactly a leaderboard you want to be at the top of, but that raises the OBP and puts runners at first and second for Gene Ramirez. Now a mound visit from Edwin Moreno. Chiefs pitching coach on his way out to the hill. Over in the River Bandits bullpen, there's been a little bit of activity, but not some serious throwing. Looks like Cale Emshoff is down there, serving as the bullpen catcher tonight. And there is a bandit with a glove on his right hand. There he is right there. I think that's Brandon Johnson. Tough to tell from my vantage point right now. But getting a shot at him here, I'm going to look like I don't know what I'm talking about if somebody else enters. So at risk of being that guy, we'll say Brandon Johnson will potentially be on for the next half inning. Ray Garcia trying to get out of this half frame. Runners at first and second, two outs for Ramirez. First pitch, that's low for ball one. Late in this ball game, it's almost time to check out the rest of the Midwest League scoreboard and what else is going on in the Kansas City Royals farm system. Got some good games happening in both worlds. We'll tell you more about those in a moment. 1-0. Breaking ball. Called strike. That's the upper outside corner. 1-1. Ramirez extended his on-base streak to 5 games with a leadoff walk back in the 5th inning. He came to score on the RBI ground out from Carter Jensen. 1-1. Almost the exact same pitch, but just a bit too high this time. 2-1. One game is finished in Midwest League action tonight. That was over in Midland, Michigan, where Quad Cities will get a chance to play in June. The Loons beat the West Michigan Whitecaps 5-4 at Dow Diamond. 2-1. Good cut from Ramirez, but he fouls it into the screen. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Six batters to the plate for Quad Cities in this inning, their most in any frame thus far. Roy Garcia pitching in relief of the starter Hansel Rincon. Garcia's recorded just one out. The Bandits have made him throw 16 pitches. 2-2 again. Wave and a miss. Got him chasing. That was a good slider. So the Bandits strand a pair in the bottom of the sixth, but they do tack on another run. Brett Squires, who doubles to lead off the inning, is plated on a wild pitch. Top of the seventh next, 4-0 Quad Cities.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Well, I'm officially that guy. It was not Brandon Johnson. It's Ryan Ramsey, who will pitch for Quad Cities in the top of the seventh inning. I should have known better. He relieved Steven Zoback last time the right-hander took the hill. And now Ramsey, the lefty, begins his night against Angelo Encarnacion, pouring in strike one. 2-3-4 due up for the Chiefs. They trail the Bandits 4-0. 0-1 skips in the dirt. One ball, one strike. It's the third outing of the year for Ramsey, who has yet to give up an earned run in five total innings. He's got 9 strikeouts to just 1 walk on the young year. The pitch. Chopper back up the middle, charging the second baseman Johnson. He fields on the grass, throws to first, and beats Encarnacion by a couple of steps for the first out. Really good work from Johnson, who had to make a crossbody throw, basically running straight in towards home plate from second base. And he gets the tricky out. One down. So a good start for Ryan Ramsey. Some more soft contact off the bat of a Chief. Here's Bernal. Called strike, lower outside corner. By the way, in case you missed it, here's the final line from Steven Zoback tonight, who is absolutely phenomenal. The 0-1 pitch. It's a bit low. Zoback goes 6 shutout innings, allowing 1 hit with no walks and 6 strikeouts. He needed just 59 pitches. 1-1 tapped foul in the home plate area. A ball and 2 strikes on Bernal. Zoback averaging less than 10 pitches a frame to cruise through this Chiefs order, only giving up a hit in his final inning. 1-2. Curveball in the dirt. Couldn't get Bernal the chase. 2-2. Ryan Ramsey, 23 years old from Gaithersburg, Maryland. A 13th round pick by the Royals 2 years ago. 2-2. In the dirt, Bernal does not chase. Leonardo, the switch hitting catcher, batting right-handed for the first time tonight. 0-2 against Zoback with a fly ball to right and a grounder to short. Payoff pitch. Line drive, softly hit, past the diving Pineda into left field. First knock of the game for Bernal, his 6th of the season. And the Cardinals' number 7 prospect will put a man on for Zach Levinson, the cleanup hitter. Bernal a little bit out in front of the off-speed pitch, but able to muscle it into left field. Levinson also trying to snap an 0-2 in this 7th inning plate appearance. First pitch, just outside, ball one. Let's get back to that out-of-town scoreboard. Here in the Midwest League, that West Michigan Great Lakes game, still the only one that's gone final. 1-0 pitch in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. Bernal stays put. The game that's closest to concluding next is in Lake County over at Classic Auto Group Park. The Lansing Lugnuts, the A's affiliate, on top of the Guardians affiliate, 5-2 in the top of the ninth. 2-0. Fastball high. 3 balls, no strikes. Over in Dayton, a really good game is going on between the Dragons and the Tin Caps. Dayton got out to a 3-0 lead, but Fort Wayne's responded with 3 runs of its own to tie the game in the top of the 5th. As Levinson takes a called strike, sneaky back pick to first, but Bernal back standing up. Beloit and South Bend continuing their series at ABC Supply Stadium. The Cubs on top of the Sky Carp, 2-1 in the bottom of the 5th right now. 3-1 from Ramsey. Fouled over the screen, out of play. Count goes full. And then over in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers are putting a beat down on the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It is 12-1 in the top of the 4th inning. Rattlers scored 8 runs in the first inning. Payoff pitch. Popped up, again, out of play over the screen. Ryan Ramsey coming in. And much like his bullpen counterpart, Roy Garcia, needing to throw a lot of pitches to get a couple of outs. Another 3-2 to Levinson. That's high and away, ball 4. So Bernal will move down to second base, Levinson to first. And after a quick ground ball out, back-to-back Chiefs will venture the base paths for the first time tonight. Quad City's up 4-0 in the top of the seventh inning. They lead the Midwest League with a 9-3 record and are hunting their eighth consecutive win. And also their fourth shutout in 13 games to open the summer. It has been a ridiculous stretch for the QC Arms. Now left on left, Ramsey against Toveline. First pitch fastball is right there for strike one. Should have another good pitching matchup tomorrow night. A 6 o'clock first pitch for game 5 of the 6-game series. Frank Mazzucato will get the ball for the Bandits, ready to make his first outing at Modern Woman Park this year. Toveline launches it to right field. That ball is out of here. It bounces off the deck and towards the river for a 3-run shot. Just like that, it is a 1-run ball game. Quad City's lead trimmed to 4-3. Isvaldo Toveline with his first home run of the year. And boy, did he crank that one. 373 a projected distance, but it was a line drive shot, 104 off the bat. So with just one cut, there is life in that first base dugout, which has scored a run for the first time since game 2 of the doubleheader 2 days ago. Here's Brody Moore. He'll take strike one. That's also the first earned runs that Ramsey has given up this year. The pitch. Skied out of play over on the right side, 0-2. It also happens to be the first professional home run allowed by Ramsey in almost 60 innings. Moore with a couple of strikeouts already. The 0-2 grounded on a two-hopper over to second. Easy play for JJ. His throw to first is on the money for the second out. So that gives you an idea of how effective Ryan has been in his young career thus far. Entered today with a 3.38 ERA in the minor leagues. A 12.4 strikeout per nine rate and no home runs allowed. William Sullivan now at the dish. He'll take low and outside. Sullivan 0-2, robbed of extra bases by Dickey back in the third, and then a strikeout victim against Zoback in the sixth. 1-0. Called strike, good breaking ball. It's 1-1. That homer for Toveline, the first 3-run homer allowed by Quad Cities this year. As Sullivan takes outside, 2-1. Gives you an idea how quickly this game of baseball can shift. Here's the pitch. Pulled foul. It's grabbed by Squires on the foul side of the chalk. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ramsey looking to rebound with a couple of quick outs to end the frame. Sullivan, though, not somebody you want to mess with. He's got terrific power. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball fouled away. Good job by Ramsey. That was a very solid two-strike pitch. The location not great, right down the middle, but the velo all the way down to 74. He got Sullivan out in front, but he fouls it away. Now the 2-2 fastball gets him looking for strike three. Set him up with the soft stuff, then hit him with the heater. First K of the ball game for Ramsey, but the damage has been done. The Peoria Chiefs make it a 1-run game, 4-3 Quad Cities on the homer by Isvaldo Toveline. Time to stretch here at Modern Woodman Park. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Peoria Chiefs end a 15-inning scoreless streak in big style. A three-run homer from Osvaldo Tobalin has trimmed Quad City's lead to 4-3. Here in the bottom of the seventh, they'll look to get some of those back, but the top third of the order due up against Roy Garcia. First pitch, line to center field. Levinson into left center will make the catch on the move. That's a good swing from Rock, but out number one. Rockeford a little bit cold in the leadoff spot these past couple of games. Or I should say, at least the past two games. But again, really good swing, just an unfortunate result. So nobody on, one out for Jensen. He's first pitch swinging, he grounds it to first. Tovalin alligators it, flips it to the pitcher covering, and Garcia taps the bag for out number two. Two quick outs for Roy Garcia. He needed that after laboring to get through the bottom of the sixth inning. He was trying to finish off the frame started by Hansel Rincon, who goes 5 1/3 tonight, giving up 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Trevor Werner definitely was going to be taking on that one. The pitch out of the zone, 1-0. Werner 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts, but also a walk and a run scored back in the first. 1-0. Low. 2 balls, no strikes. Few hits in this game, just like yesterday. A 1-0 Bandits win featured 10 total hits. Tonight, 8 total hits. Here's the 2-0. Driven to center field, a liner over the glove of Levinson and back to the wall. Werner bustling around first. He'll stop at second with a 2-out double. Well, there's some of the power from the former Aggie. Got a 90-mile-per-hour fastball at the top of the zone, and he bangs it over Levinson at 106 miles per hour. It's Werner's third double of the year. Well, in the first inning, it was Werner reaching with 2 outs to spark some offense for this man, Brett Squires, who hit a 2-run homer. He then doubled his last time up in the sixth and scored another one of the Bandits' runs. First pitch to him this time is lined right at Brody Moore, and the second baseman makes the catch to end the inning. Boy, oh boy, Quad City's tattooed several baseballs in that inning, but they wind up with nothing. Trevor Werner stranded at second base. 7 innings in the books tonight. To the top of 8 we go. 4-3 River Bandits.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Couple of nice swings from Quad Cities in the bottom of the seventh inning, but nothing to show for it. Their lead still a 1-run advantage as we open up the eighth. Kyle Kirchmo with you tonight here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. So glad you could join us on Valley Live, MILB TV, and riverbandits.com. The lefty, Ryan Ramsey, back out for his second inning of work. The first pitch to Darlene Moquette is high. Ball one as Darlene tried to bunt at the first pitch, but lays off for the one out of the zone. 8-9-1 due up for the Chiefs. 1-0 pitch in there on the outer edge, a called strike. A borderline location that goes to Quad Cities. Okete 0-2 with a pop-up and a strikeout tonight. The southpaw delivers, and there's a called strike. The same spot. Outside half, it's 1-2. See if Ramsey triples up on that spot or if he mixes it up. 1-2. He goes low and in. And Moquette watches it go into the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Roy Garcia just completed a full bottom of the 7th for the Chiefs. They now have a right-hander warming up down the first base side. 2-2. Soft liner into the leaping glove of Warner, who makes the catch. And there's one away. Well, any normal-sized human being would probably have to jump to make that catch, but Warner did it just for effect. He was plenty tall enough at 6'4 to haul that in, but you might as well add a little bit of a jump. It's like when you're trying to create a defensive highlight in Little League. Here's the first pitch to Joshua Baez. It's low and inside, 1-0. Nine-hole hitter for the Chiefs has one of the team's 3 hits, a single off Zoback in the 6th. Here's a cut, 1-0. He comes up empty, 1-1. That was the only base runner allowed by Zoback today, who, of course, is in line for the win with a quality start. The Bandits' 3rd of the summer. 1-1. High and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Fastball for Ramsey in the upper 80s to low 90s thus far tonight. Former Maryland Terrapin, who had a terrific college career. The pitch missed away. 3-1. He clearly has picked up his pace in this inning. He's got the ball back, and he's back on the rubber with about 11 seconds to go on the pitch clock. 3-1. A heater fouled over the screen, off the press box on the right side, and then down into the seating bowl. Got to look out for those rebounds here at Modern Woodman Park. Youngster came around with the souvenir. 3-2. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike 3 on the lower outside corner. Now Rafael Pineda has given a little bit of space on that edge tonight. And Ryan Ramsey smartly locates it for his 2nd strikeout and the 2nd out in the top of the 8th inning. So 2 down, nobody on for Dakota Harris, the right-handed hitting shortstop. Chiefs leadoff man is 0-3 tonight. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, low and in, 1-0. 4-3 Quad Cities in the top of the 8th inning. Another pitcher's duel tonight for the most part. Here's the 1-0. Called strike. It's 1-1. Third pitch of the at-bat quickly coming in, and it's a strike at the knees, 1-2. 5 of the game's 7 runs tonight have come on homers. Big swings, not a lot of them. The pitch just fouled back to the screen. How on earth did Dakota Harris make contact with that? He stuck the bat all the way out in the other batter's box and just poked it to the screen. He'll take a little bit of extra time to step back in. Trying to battle down 1-2. Ramsey deals. Fly ball right field. Dickey started in, now a couple of steps back, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Very good bounce back frame from Ryan Ramsey. He gives up the Tovaline homer in the 7th, but then posts a 1-2-3 top of the 8th. Quad City's looking for a little more insurance. They lead 4-3 on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Welcome back to downtown Davenport and Modern Woodman Park. Looked like Joseph King was ready to take the hill for the Chiefs, but the umpires stopped King, and he's not happy about it. They're saying that he needs a new glove. They did not like something that they saw, and a member of the Chiefs' bullpen comes down with a new mitt and throws it to the righty, who will toe the rubber for the fourth time this season in a Chiefs uniform. He's given up just one run in four total innings. King clearly not happy about having to change mitts, but he stays in the game. He's ready to go, and he will pitch to Jarrett Dickey to open the bottom of the eighth. First pitch. Fastball just inside, 1-0. So an interesting start to this half inning, to say the least. Jarrett Dickey, the five-hole hitter for Quad Cities, 1-for-3 with a single tonight. The pitch. Line drive, left field. Mokete, a few steps to his right, will make the catch about belt high. Another good swing from a River Bandit, but a tough luck out number one. King was teammates with River Bandit starter Steven Zoback over at Cal. He pitched in the Pac-12 for three seasons, pitched to a 3.43 career ERA in just under 90 innings for the Cal Golden Bears. Here's Omar Hernandez, right on right, first pitch. He's a bit low, 1-0. Second year with the Chiefs for King. He made his professional debut in single-A Palm Beach last year, but did eventually make his way to Peoria as Hernandez just gets underneath one. He skies it in the air to right center field, and Levinson heads over to make the catch for the second out. Last year with Palm Beach, a 5.71 ERA, but with the Chiefs, a level higher, a 3.40 earned run average. So far this season, he's been closer to his Midwest League numbers from last year. So two quick outs for King, two outs, and the base is clear for Jack Pineda. First pitch is a called strike one. Jack 0-for-3, a couple of flyouts and a ground ball, but Jack's put a couple of good swings on him tonight. A one. Fastball taken for a strike, upper inside corner. Nobody warming in the bullpen for Quad Cities. This looks like it's Ryan Ramsey's game to close in the top of the ninth inning. Bandits holding on to a 4-3 advantage. They led with a zero in the Chiefs' run column for the vast majority of the game until a three-run shot by Toveline in the seventh inning. Pineda back in the box. Kings 0-2. Ground ball back up the middle. The shortstop Harris has it. His throw to first in time, and that ends a very swift, effective inning from Joseph King. Quad Cities looking for three more outs to nail down their eighth consecutive victory and guarantee themselves a win of this six-game series. To the top of the ninth we go. It's 4-3 Bandits. Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Quad Cities is just 3 outs away from its 10th victory in 13 games to start the year. Ryan Ramsey searching for those 3 outs. He'll get Encarnacion, Bernal, and Levinson for Peoria. First pitch is a bit high to the Chiefs' third baseman. It's 1-0. Encarnacion 0-for-3 with a strikeout tonight. Southpaw's 1-0 pitch. Fouled into the screen. 1-1. Now Joseph King quickly worked through the Bandits with just 7 pitches in the bottom of the 8th inning. A perfect frame for him. The second reliever out of the Chiefs' bullpen tonight. 1-1, grounded to the right side. Brett Squires has it. A race to the bag. He dives head first and slaps the mitt on the bag for the out. Ryan Ramsey had to showcase some footwork to get away from Squires, who hit the deck. Brett not hesitant to put the body on the line for the out. Nice work from Ramsey to get out of the way. So one down, bases clear for Bernal. 1-for-3 with a single today. First pitch popped up out of play on the right side. Quad Cities, when leading after 6 innings this year, a perfect 6-0. They're trying to keep it that way. 0-1. Fastball high, 1-1. You got to give some credit to this bullpen as well for Quad Cities. Obviously, the starters have been unbelievable to open the year. Wave and a miss from Bernal. Good changeup, 1-2. But Quad Cities' bullpen has posted a very good 2.89 ERA itself. The pitch. Tapped foul back to the screen. Bernal reaching out to stay alive. The pace at which Ramsey's working right now is pretty impressive. He is wasting no time between pitches. His next toss will be his 50th in 2 1/3. Bernal back in the box. 1-2. Fastball. Got him. Look it. Strike 3. 2 down. Bernal knew it too. That one wound up, right down the middle at 90 miles an hour, and Bernal just watched it sail into the mitt of Hernandez. So now, here's Zach Levinson. Chiefs down to their last out. First pitch. Fastball, bit high, 1-0. Since that homer allowed by Ramsey, the 3-1 shot to Tovelin, it has been 7 in a row retired for the former Terrapin. 1-0. Check swing, pitch outside, appeal down. Glenn Meyerhofer says it's ball 2. Levinson 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored on the Tovelin blast. The pitch fouled over the screen, out of play. Chiefs with 3 runs on 3 hits tonight. They've made the game's only 2 errors. Quad Cities with 4 runs on 6 hits. They're clean defensively. 2-1. Another foul ball into the screen. 2-2. And the Chiefs are down to their final out and their final strike. 1,216. Hoping to see a Bandits win tonight. Ramsey's 2-2. Just outside with a fastball. Good spot, but a good call by Rafael Pineda. That was a bit out of the zone. Ramsey has really liked that part of the plate, and why not? Pineda's been a little lenient out there. And the Bandits pitching staff has taken advantage. He'll try again. The count now 3-2. The pitch. That's too high, ball 4. So Levinson works another walk, his 2nd of the ball game. And the contest is extended. Tying run now on base for the Chiefs. And who else to the plate but Osvaldo Tovelin, who is responsible for the entirety of the Chiefs' run output tonight with that 3-run shot in the 7th. Ramsey looking for some revenge against him. First pitch. Wave and a miss. He chases low and outside. Scampering from the bag, Levinson, but he gets back to first base as Hernandez got to the loose ball quickly. If you're Levinson here, you've got to be super conservative on the base paths. You represent the tying run. I think he figured that out about a step or two towards second base. 0-1 count. Ramsey sets at the chest. A look over to first, the pitch. Low and outside, 1-1. A little bit of help warming up in the bullpen for Quad Cities.
They're starting to get a right-hander loose should Ramsey need some help. It is Chase Wallace starting to throw. 1-1. Breaking ball. Called strike, inner half. What a pitch from Ramsey. It's 1-2. He hadn't thrown that breaking ball in a while, and he breaks it out on the inner half to a power hitter. 1-2. Ramsey in the driver's seat. Quad Cities a strike and an out away from their 8th straight win. Ramsey, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hernandez picks up the loose ball, tosses it down to first, and Quad Cities is the first team in the Midwest League to 10 victories. 8 in a row for Quad Cities. They hold on in the 9th inning. And once again, it is the Arms who shut things down late game. Tonight, Ryan Ramsey. He gives up the big 3-run homer in the 7th to trim the lead to 1. And then he gives up just 1 base runner against his next 9 batters faced. Final score at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities 4, Peoria 3. Your River Bandits postgame show is next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
With some Friday night fireworks on their way soon, we welcome you back inside Modern Woodman Park for your River Bandits postgame show. Quad Cities is now 10-3 on the young season. They are 6-1 here at Modern Woodman Park, and they have won 8 consecutive ball games. Here's the final line score for you. Peoria, 3 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors. They go 1-for-1 with runners and scoring position. They leave 2 men on base. For the River Bandits, 4 runs on 6 hits and no errors. 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They strand 6 on the base paths. Your winning pitcher tonight, Steven Zoback. Boy, was he phenomenal. He was perfect until 1 out, or rather 2 outs, in the 6th inning. He gives up a 2-out knock to Joshua Baez, but that was his only blemish on an otherwise perfect night. 6 scoreless innings, 1 hit, no walks, 6 strikeouts. Zobac now 1-0 after 3 starts this year. For the Peoria Chiefs, the losing pitcher Hansel Rincon, who also pitched pretty well, he falls to 1-1, giving up 4 runs, 3 earned in 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Ryan Ramsey picks up a rare 9-out saves. He goes, or rather picks up his second save of the season, allowing 3 runs, all earned in 3 innings, on 2 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Of course, the big swing against Ramsey, the Tovalin 3-run shot in the 7th, but representing the go-ahead run, Tovalin faced him again in the top of the 9th inning, and Ramsey got the best of him, striking him out to strand the tying run aboard and get Quad Cities victory number 10. Final time of the ballgame, 1 hour and 55 minutes. We cruised through what is the shortest game of the year for Quad Cities, 1,216 through the gates at Modern Woodman Park. They've stuck around for tonight's fireworks show brought to you by Smart Toyota. Let's check in with the out-of-town scoreboard and see what else is concluded in the Midwest League. Because we were so fast tonight, still plenty of baseball going on, plenty of games to tune into if you haven't gotten your fill just yet. In terms of finals, as we mentioned, Great Lakes beat West Michigan tonight 5-4 at Dow Diamond. The Lansing Lugnuts improved to 6-7 on the year. They beat the Lake County Captains 5-2 over in Eastlake, Ohio. They're in the bottom of the 7th in both Beloit and Dayton at ABC Supply Stadium. The South Bend Cubs are still on top of the Skycarp 2-1. And in Dayton, the Dragons and Tin Caps are still tied up at 3 going to the 8th. The other game still going on is in Wisconsin, where Cedar Rapids has broken into the run column, but the Rattlers still lead handedly. It's 12-2 at Fox City Stadium. They're entering the top of the 6th inning there. Let's check in with the rest of the Kansas City Royals farm system. The single-A Columbia Fireflies are the closest to concluding tonight. They're looking for a shutout win. They're up 3-0 over Charleston in the top of the 9th inning, and they've already got 2 outs. At the AAA level, the Omaha Storm Chasers are trying to battle back against the Nashville Sounds. Omaha trailing 3-2 in the bottom of the 8th over in Tennessee. And in Northwest Arkansas, another pitcher's duel going on. The Naturals and the Rockhounds are tied at 1, top of the 6th at Arvest Ballpark. Coming up tomorrow night for a 6 o'clock first pitch, we've got Game 4. Make that Game 5 of this 6-game series. Quad Cities has already won the set, taking the first 4 against the Peoria Chiefs, but they work towards a sweep behind the left arm of Frank Mazzucato, who will make his first start at home this season, his 2nd of the year. The lefty will be opposed by a Chiefs lefty, Pete Hansen, who enters the ballgame 0-1 with an .831 earned run average. With the win, Quad Cities now 10-3. That's the best record in the Midwest League. They are 6-1 here at Modern Woodman Park, and of course, winners of 8 straight ball games. For the Peoria Chiefs, they've now lost 5 in a row after winning their series against Beloit last week. They are 5-8 on the year, 5 games back of Quad Cities, and 1-6 away from Dozer Park. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast here in downtown Davenport. Boy, Quad Cities remains red hot. They can just do no wrong right now. Whether it's the arms of the big hit, they're getting everything they need. And boy, you can't ask for much more if you're a Royals or a River Bandits fan. 4 games in the books this week. Weekend baseball coming your way tomorrow at 6 o'clock. First pitch here at Modern Woodman Park. If you can't make it in person, we'll have your broadcast here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. We'll be underway with the pregame show at 5:50. Find us on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course, our audio-only stream at riverbandits.com. Until then, we wish you a wonderful and safe rest of your Friday night, whether you're laying low or celebrating with a fireworks show. I hope it's a terrific evening for you. And on behalf of our entire production staff and our director of production, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchival. saying so long and good night from the Quad Cities.